24, I shouted. Mr. Bruno looked annoyed and surprised. Pardon, Elise? He said. 12 plus 30 equals 42. The ones don't change. And you add 3 tens, I replied calmly. Right, that's good, Elise, but I didn't ask the question yet, so how did you know the answer, he said. I said nothing, realizing my mistake. I need to correct that tomorrow. Luckily, Jim had started fighting with Claire and Mr. Bruno. Mr. Bruno got distracted. I got away with it this time. My name is Elise. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Chongqing, China, with my mom, my dad, and my little brother Yuma. I like usual stuff: reading, riding my bike, and not doing my homework. So far, it's so normal, right? Well, that all changed yesterday. I mean, today. Yesterday is today. I guess tomorrow will be yesterday. Sorry. Okay, let me explain. As much as I anyway, it's still a bit weird for me to think about. After school yesterday, the day before today, I had gone outside to read it. It let me get away from my brother for a bit. He's just so noisy sometimes. I sat on a bench under a tree reading Catman, my favorite book. When I started hearing this buzzing noise, I searched around, but until I found the bush of noise was coming from under the bush, small black box. It was the box that was buzzing. As I started at the buzzing box nest under the bush, I felt a mix of excitement and nervousness. Should I have picked up the box? Probably not. I couldn't resist. I know my mom and dad would said I shouldn't have, of course, but they weren't here. If I did it again, would I do the same thing? It's a good question. I don't know. If I didn't open it, I wouldn't have met Sam, and I wouldn't have got to go to. Sorry. I keep getting distracted. That information will come later. Promise. So I opened the box. I want to say there was a flashing light, fireworks, or maybe Infinity Stone, or maybe some smoke, but there wasn't. Maybe there was a little electric shock. The static that you get when you touch something. Sometimes maybe there wasn't. As I looked closely inside the box, there was a small dent in the bottom, like something used to be inside. The buzzing had stopped too. I thought it was old and might be cool for storing some of my stuff, so I took it and I went home. When I got home, I put the box next to my bed. After the rest of the evening, evening was normal, but kept thinking about the box. I fell asleep at night and couldn't help wondering if something was different.